The perfect football season for ordinary NFL fans like me might be the one when the Miami Dolphins won all of their games. But for the pro football scheduler, the current season, that has just one more weekend of regular play, is about as close to perfect as it gets. Of the 32 teams in the National Football League, 12 will be in the playoffs, 7 teams have already made it in, and a dozen teams still have a shot at those 5 other places. Sportswriter Stefan Fatsis is with us for his Friday appearance. Stefan, in theory at least, a lot of football fans can still hope that their heroes are going to the Super Bowl, if not to Disneyland right afterwards.
It is one of the most complicated years and exciting years in recent memory. Those 5 open spots are as many as the last 2 years combined at this point in the season. So if you add up the number of teams that have already qualified for the playoffs, which is 7, with the number of teams that are still in the hunt, 12, you get 19. And that means that 60% of the NFL still has a chance to make it to the Super Bowl. That's astounding. It's the most teams since the league went to a 16-game schedule back in 1978.
So even though we don't have a half an hour for you to give us the full accurate answer to this question, what is the playoff picture like? Who's likely to be in the Super Bowl ultimately?
Well, the National Football Conference is fairly clear. There are 4 teams in already: the San Francisco 49ers, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Green Bay Packers. Now, 2 of 3 other teams, the New York Giants, New Orleans Saints, and Atlanta Falcons, will make it. In the American Conference, the Pittsburgh Steelers, Tennessee Titans, and Oakland Raiders are in, and then you need a spreadsheet. Of the 13 other teams in the conference, 9 are still in the running. That's amazing enough, but there's something like more than 30 different scenarios under which teams can make it. Here's one example. The Cleveland Browns can qualify for the playoffs in 6 different ways that involve 19 teams winning, losing, or tying.
So you're saying it's going to be the Eagles against the Dolphins?
Exactly.
Okay. Who actually figures all this stuff out? What the possibilities are? Who gets in if this team beats that team and that team loses to this team?
Well, of course, there's a guy. There's a guy that works for the NFL's official statistical service, the Elias Sports Bureau. His name is Santo Labombarda, and he's 37. He's done this for 10 years, and he spent the last week determining things like scenario number 6 for Cleveland. If the Browns tie Atlanta, they make the playoffs if and only if the New York Jets, Denver Broncos, San Diego Chargers, and Kansas City Chiefs all lose, and the Baltimore Ravens lose or tie. This is why people love football.
Now, as I understand it, this does not happen by accident. This is what the NFL wants to happen, and it has various policies, scheduling and otherwise, to try to get a season end up this way.
Well, they do. This is considered good business for the NFL. Parity has been the governing principle of this league for a long time. The league's draft, salary cap, expansion rules, revenue sharing are all designed to give every team as close to equal a chance of competing as possible. It's the old on any given Sunday line about one team beating another. And the idea actually dates back to the 1960s and 70s when the NFL soared in popularity under Commissioner Pete Rozelle. Rozelle understood that an occasional dynasty is good, but on a week-to-week basis, parity is the key. And that's because the more teams are in the running, the more hardcore fans will remain passionate, and the more casual fans are likely to become interested. This season is a great reflection of that strategy. The NFL's TV ratings are up, and this weekend might be the epitome of it. 12 of the 16 games will have bearing on who makes the playoffs, and that means lots of fans in lots of cities having a reason to turn on their sets.
And of course, this is also the reason why George Steinbrenner doesn't own a professional football team.
No, money is not the only guarantee of success in the NFL, though it doesn't hurt.
Okay, Stefan, thank you very much, and happy holidays.
Thank you, Robert.
Sportswriter Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.